do you want to set up a special committee? I mean, a special meeting for that? Like in addition to our regular meeting? Is that doable?
It doesn't matter. I was just suggesting that maybe at our next meeting to include them. I think they maybe if they get a little nudge as to how important this is, then maybe we might get them there.
Okay. I am definitely for that, but I would like to just make the proposal that it be a separate meeting from, only because we only have, like, we're so far toward the end of the year. And so how do people feel if we have a separate meeting in addition to our next meeting with the chairs of the committees of inclusion?
Well, it sounds pretty difficult to me. I mean, I've got a pretty full plate here with all my committee work and being secretary. That compounds my workload. But that's my personal input.
This is Nia.
Okay. Yes, Nia.
Yeah. I empathize and sympathize with Yosh. What last year when we had a special meeting with finance and audit. What I did was I had Jamie took the minutes for first half, and then it was Terry Goodman who did the other half for finance. So just to make it look a little bit easier for you, if you recall, Lisa, that was what we did. But I do understand. Or maybe we could do it in one meeting. Maybe we could split the meeting in half.
Right. I was going to say, because I am also sympathetic to the work of the directors. I know some of you guys have your plates more full than I do. So, and I would definitely want this to be a committee, I mean, a meeting where as many people could participate as possible. So, yeah, something like that would be good. So we could devote, like, the first hour or whatever to the committee of inclusion, you know, a discussion with them, and then the second part to, you know, whatever we want to do, like recommendations or something like that. So I'm open to that.
Madam Chair, this is Yosh.
Yes, Yosh.
I'm looking at the agenda since we're talking about meeting, and I see that we don't have setting up the next meeting date on the agenda. Maybe it's premature to talk about the next meeting date, but
no, it's not. I always forget to put that on.
At some point, we should discuss this, bring it to your attention.
Thank you. How many years have I been on the LSB and on the PMB, and I always forget this? Thank you. And
I just don't like to adjourn, that's all.
I just love you all so much. maybe we should right now set the next meeting date. Do I hear that as a motion, Yosh?
Yes, that is a motion that we set our next meeting date.
Without objections? Do I hear any objections? Okay, good. Hearing none. I got news for you guys. When I'm chairing, I'm only going to give a second for objections, and that's it. Little joke. Okay, so we're looking at October 28th. Oh, gosh, next month we get into the heavy holiday thing, don't we? When is Thanksgiving this year? Do we?
Let's see. Thanksgiving.
Well, I'm going to propose Monday the 24th. Is that okay? That's an open date.
Yeah. I'm okay with the 24th.
All right. Any objections to the 24th, Monday, November 24th?
This is Mary. Monday, that works for me.
Okay, so hearing no objections, I will, oh gosh, I'm like, I'll first log in. Okay, we're going to put down November 24th, Monday, for the next meeting date.
Okay. And just that Thanksgiving is that week, that Thursday, the 27th.
I wonder if people, you know, I'll put it, yeah, I think most people start to leave like the Wednesday or something like that, so I think Monday is a pretty safe day, I hope. Okay, so thank you, Yosh, for that wonderful reminder.
You're welcome.
I'm going to put that on the agenda as soon as I hang up for the next meeting.
Lisa, this is Nia.
Yes. Yes, go on.
Yeah, maybe you, to make it official, you can write to Sherry, who's the chair, asking her to ask the representatives from the COI to come to the meeting, whatever, you know, on the 20th. What date did it just went out of my mind?
The 24th, right.
Right. But I would do this as possible.
Oh, thank you. That's a very excellent idea, too, because I always forget that this is really a committee of the national board. That is where the members are elected by the local board. Okay.
Right.
I will do this, in fact, as soon as we adjourn with this meeting. Okay, so that's something that is good. Does anybody else have anything to add pertaining to the committees of inclusion and how we can help to support?
Doc.
Hi, Evelyn. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so glad you could be here. It's like this is not a meeting without Evelyn. I like to really butter people up, right? Just to bring you up to speed somewhat, we've just had a discussion pertaining to the committees of inclusion and how we can help support, you know, or areas we have to look at. And the suggestion that Nia made, which is a very good suggestion, is that we invite the chairs or the directors from the Committee of Inclusion to be on our next call. And we decided that we would divide our next call up, like the first hour to the discussion with representatives from the committees of inclusion, and the second hour, you know, the rest of what we will be dealing with. And just so you'll know, we made that meeting for Monday, November 24th.
Okay.
Right. And I will be sending a notice out, and we recommended that, you know, Nia just suggested that, well, everybody was in agreement with this, that send a letter out to Sherry, the chair, and to let her know this so she could notify, you know, the directors about this. And we were basically all in agreement for the most part that we know that we are, many of us, our plates are so full, and for various reasons, the various COIs have been faced with, you know, obstacles, and we want to work with them, you know, and doing what we can to look at it and to see what we can do. And also,
well,
you know,
we just had the LSB chair here in Houston, and I just talked about seeing if we can combine the ARDC, which is our anti-recidivist, anti-racism, and diversity committee, and the COI, at least combine our meetings, because a lot of us are on both committees.
Oh, okay.
And it's been hard to get a quorum for a COI. So we're going to try to put them, see if we can have joint meetings, because a lot of the stuff we're working on, we're trying to do it along also with our outreach.
Oh, fantastic. And one of the things, another suggestion that came out, and, you know, what everybody said was very good, but one of the things, and this was Joe, who had suggested somewhat, and that perhaps we need to also begin to seek assistance from some organizations that might, or various community resources that might be doing some of the same things that the COI is charged with doing, that we might be able to work jointly with sometimes.
Okay.
I know that there are some organizations that have been very good in terms of research with what's going on with the media, the lack of diversity, and things of that nature, which definitely affect what we're doing. So that was just another suggestion about this, and we've been having a very, very good conversation, and people have been giving excellent input. But this will sort of lead as a segue into the next thing. Oh, one other thing that we were talking about, so please also feel free to give your suggestions about this, is to kind of think about what are some of the things as this year is closing that we would like to say, okay, well, we can put this forward or we can do this. And as we all know, that some of the proposals that we have made before are, you know, now other committees, well, the governance committee, one of them, you know, it's being looked at by them, and, you know, it has to, of course, be accepted by the PNB. But one of the things that I was talking about, well, one of the things definitely to definitely figure, talk, put some strong recommendations together for how we can help the committees of inclusion based upon after we have this meeting with them. And part of that, because one of the things under our new mandate, so to speak, is to offer is to study and to offer recommendations on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism, sexism, and other forms of discrimination at all levels of within the institution. And I hear that as offering, you know, I hear that as a part of research. And please, anybody, don't let me dominate. Just jump in when you need to. But
one of the things that I think that we also need to do is to look at various possibilities for funding board trainings on a local and national level.
Okay.
Because KPFT got a grant from the Houston Endowment for board training, and we were able to, because of that, to do a retreat and a couple of two-day workshops. We're doing the second one in November on dealing with the issues of sexism. How to deal with racism and how to recognize it. And we're going to do another anti-racism in February or March next year, and then another sexism. We're trying to do two of each within a year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's for staff as well as paid and unpaid staff, as well as the LSB management. And any of our listeners that want to attend are welcome to do so. And so we had about 35, we had between 35 and 40 people that came to the racism training.
Oh, okay.
And we're hoping to get at least, you know, that number for the sexism workshop. But there are funds available for development, especially for nonprofits. And we might want to just take a look at that. And once you, you know, receive a grant, then you can sort of look at some of the things that are available and organizations that can do trainings and workshops, because we need it on the local as well as the national level.
Mm-hmm.
And we know we have, you know, limited funds. So that might be something that we want to think about.
Okay. Now, when you say that, you said KPFT got a grant, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, we did.
Now, was that just out of curiosity, was that grant proposed or written by like somebody from the board or someone from the station? I didn't know if you had.
It was actually written by a development director.
Okay, you have a development director. Okay.
But, you know, we have people within the organization who write grants, and some of those skills we need to try to draw on. Grant writing is time-consuming, but if you break it up and everybody takes a piece, you can get it done.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be something that we really want to look at, because as a national nonprofit organization, we could probably qualify for, you know, structural development, board trainings, things like that, from sources that we would find acceptable.
Mm-hmm. I have no... do I hear any comments from anybody else? Anybody else on the stack?
Take that as a no.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all. I just didn't want to. Oh no, no. we're pretty strong with our no's. Trust me. Pacifica have no difficulty with telling people
no. You're absolutely right. gosh. Okay.
Right.
Where are we on the agenda?
We're at actually, we're winding down.
Okay.
Because I was just going to be talking about studying and offering recommendations on foundation policies to monitor. So this is what you were talking about, like proposing, looking into grants, you know, for funding board trainings and things of that nature, I think would come under studying and offering recommendations to the foundation, you know, on foundation policies to monitor and eliminate racism. Maybe one way to start would be to look at the various organizations, come up with a list of the various organizations that fund these kind of efforts.
That's a good idea.
Okay. So, Evelyn, do I take that as you, and not just you, that you would be willing to help work on this part, at least in terms of finding of various organizations that work with funding these kind of proposals?
Sure. I don't...
I'm sorry, I can't hear you that well?
I don't mind doing that. That would be fine.
Okay. Right.
Is there a timetable in terms of when you'd like to have some of those results back?
I would say the next meeting, or because we have realistically speaking, yeah.
Okay.
Did I hear somebody come on? Okay. Well, the last item on the agenda, really, because we right now currently are in search of an HR director. Well, actually, just a continuation of this item. I'm sorry. One of the things that I was involved with an organization that did some research, and this definitely ties in with, you know, Pacifica, and maybe could tie in some kind of way with assuming that this committee agrees that we do think we should at least put out some kind of report or some kind of recommendations or something. But, of course, the issue of diversity in the broader media, and many times the things that we talk about at Pacifica and the issues that we talk about are directly related, and our politics and our opinions are formulated by what is going on in the broader media. And I just found it fascinating with some of the research I was doing, although this was more or less focused on television, but alarming statistics in terms of the amount of people of color who are no longer working in media, who have lost jobs, who have lost ownership, you know. And I mean, I found these things startling. And in fact, like I was looking at one statistic that said, like for example, one statistic said since 1998, ownership of TV stations by people of color has declined 40%. And with the number of stations owned by, well, this was particularly pertaining to African Americans, declining nearly 30%. And they went on to say that cities with large black populations, such as New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, et cetera, have no black-owned TV stations. Like I said, this focused on television, but still the effects of this also impacted the media, period, no matter what. And we were involved with doing our studies, at least in focusing on the news, in terms of, and we must have looked at over 90 clips per the major stations in this area, and it was just really alarming what we were seeing, you know, in terms of who was the ones that they showed, you know, whenever they did a news story, who were the ones that they showed that were tended to be the hero, who tended to be the victim, who tended to be the voice of authority, and who tended to be this, and just time after time after time after time after time, a definite pattern where certain people were the criminals or the ones, the perpetrators of the crimes, and what was interesting to me in almost all scenarios where you had a person who happened to not be a person of color or happened to be Caucasian who was a person who was a perpetrator in the video, you also had the voice of authority, the police officer or the judge or the one making the, you know, bringing him in, the hero, what I call that role, they were also, you know, Caucasian. But when you had somebody Latino or somebody black who was a perpetrator, never, very rarely did you ever see the authoritarian figure being somebody of color. And so, you know, just when we are, you know, I think that this kind of research is also instructive and would be helpful somewhere. I mean, if we chose to add it. And but when I think about the work of the committees of inclusion and our work with diversity, when we, some of us will tend to look in Pacifica and just look, when we talk about diversity, just look at the issue of diversity within Pacifica, you know, and say, well, you know, we need to have more diverse views or whatever. But when you broaden that picture up and you look at it in terms of what is going on with the broader landscape of the media in general, then the issues change somewhat. And, you know, that was just a thought I had. But I found these statistics really like, whoa.
Well, you know, whenever we're not telling our own stories, it's always going to be twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're not participating in the process. So, you know, most of the black shows that are on television have white writers.
Mm-hmm.
It's very evident based on, you know, what comes across on the screen. So, you know, we just have to figure out how we can affect the change that we have control of.
Mm-hmm.
On a media level.
All right. But what I found even interesting, because what we focused on was the news segments, and of course we know that this is also produced, you know, who produces the news and all of that, and it was just very, very interesting, and that this is supposed to be objective and all this stuff, and I was like, well, even in predominantly black neighborhoods, like, for example, Newark, New Jersey, and I'm looking at segments, I'm like, you're reporting on something in Newark, New Jersey, something in the, and yet the people that you're showing who are the voices of authority in an area that is, has a large black population, and even in terms of, you know, police officers and mayors and politicians would never be, you know, those people. But anyway, that was just one example in terms of research, because when we think about, like, even like some of our programming decisions and some of our decisions in terms of what communities, not that we exclude people, but access to the air and things like that. I think having more information about the broader picture of what's going on will also help, or possibly help us maybe understand decisions sometimes, you know, that are made. I don't know. Just,
it might. You know, I'm not going to say it won't, but
right.
I'm willing to say that many people already know that that's the way that it is. You know, we watch the news every night. We know that there are no black people anchoring on most major stations across the country.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that used to aren't there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can just look at your television and see that. And even within our station, the fight is on to change the direction and focus of how we do things and who's visible and who isn't. Really take a look at what we think is our mission, and how serious we are about achieving that.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of us may have one mission, some may have another, and
mm-hmm.
they may be diametrically opposed to each other. Still, feel that they fall within the mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
I think the lack of a strategic plan for Pacifica as a whole directly affects what we put our time and energy into.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so in an organized manner, we need to make this a workable business.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very hard to do that without a strategic plan that
mm-hmm.
is reviewed on a regular basis with action steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without that, you just kind of haphazardly do stuff. And every time the board changes, the focus changes. So, you know, until we have a business model that we really truly operate within, I think that we're going to continue to fight this the same kind of battle.
Well, I don't disagree with you on that one, that's for sure. And there are no, there are not, there's a lack of strong examples to look to in this society in terms of, oh, how did they handle issues pertaining to racism and sexism and all that kind of stuff?
Well, there are a lot, actually, there are a lot of companies out there who handle the issues in a very efficient and effective way. And one of the reasons you don't hear about them is because they are handling it. You know, they have models. They have at least a direction that they're trying to get to, what they want to achieve and how they plan to get there, and the steps that are necessary to do it. And they may not always do it in the time that they want to, but at least they have a target that they're aiming for. I'm not sure that we actually have a target. Because there is no document that you can pull out that speaks to what we, what direction Pacifica is headed in. And strategic steps in terms of a timeline for achievement and a mutually acceptable game plan for the network as a whole, not just individual stations. So, you know, once again, every time the guard changes, because there is no overall direction, anytime the players change, the direction changes. And you can't move forward like that. You know, until we decide that a strategic plan is important enough for us to spend ample amount of time getting it down on paper. And including all the players so that there's buy-in, I think we're going to have difficulties as a network. You know, we have to have that one thing that is the focus and the center of what we do. Even if we have different ways of trying to achieve it, we should all be headed in the same direction.
Like I said, I have no argument with you on the points that you made.
So I just, you know, all these different committees, we should really be trying to pull ourselves together to, for the same point. And I think we're going to see a greater need for that as we look for funding and finances. People are going to ask what our strategic plan is, what is the business plan for the organization. And, you know, we're going to have to hammer that out. We are really going to have to, and it's not any one person that should be doing it. It should be a collective, you know, so that it's inclusive of the different nuances of Pacifica. And I just, I don't see us, I really don't see us doing it.
Not within any time soon. Yeah, there. I had prefaced this conversation with, well, not what you said, but definitely the need for the organization to, at some point, look at, you know, look analytically at some of the things that are going on, some of the things that are working, and some of the things that are not quite working, and to try to really understand the why and to kind of, you know, pull it together somewhat, because sometimes we, I mean, there's all these lofty motions and things that are passed and things that are set up and stuff like that, but at some point you have to be able to look at things analytically and say, okay, without the politics involved that sometimes we get caught up in, you know, and say, okay, what is what, where do we, what do we need to do, what structurally needs to happen, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, good people, it is 10:09 right now. I'm sorry, does anybody else have anything that they would like to add or to say or anything? I will take that as a no.
Silence
okay.
means no, right?
Yes, that silence in this case means no.
Yeah.
In Evelyn's case, silence did not mean no. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So
motion
moved.
To adjourn.
So moved. Okay. Any objections? Okay, good. Everybody, thank you so much. Like
okay.
I said, I don't give people a chance for objections. I really don't.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Good
and
night.
Thank you all so much.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Good night.